From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The Channel Islands off the Southern California coast are a national park and a marine sanctuary. That protects them from pollution, but scientists believe that more is needed to save the diversity of marine life there. So now, fishing has been completely prohibited in 175 square miles of ocean off the island's coasts, making this the largest marine reserve in the West. The restrictions went into effect this week, but some fishermen are still fighting them, as NPR's Ina Jaffe reports.
It's spring in the Channel Islands and the Coreopsis is in bloom. That means bursts of yellow flowers interrupt the rocky, windswept island's normally meager skin of green. A State Department of Fish and Game patrol boat called the Swordfish cruises along the largest of the Channel Islands on a daily enforcement patrol. But the sights here never seem routine.
See the harbor seal?
Biologists John Ugaretz and Sean Hastings lean over the rail and point like tourists.
There might be two right there.
There's two.
Oh, an even smaller one.
Little baby harbor seal?
Little itty-bitty baby harbor seal.
This is Potato Harbor. It's next to one of the 12 protected areas that make up the reserve. John Ugaretz of the California Department of Fish and Game says that what's protected there is everything.
We are taking an ecosystem approach, which means we're looking at all species in conjunction. So even the smallest snails and slugs that people don't actively take or harvest are impacted by the other things that people might take.
Like spiny lobsters, for example, which eat purple urchins, which eat kelp. Overfishing lobsters means too many urchins. That depletes the kelp habitat for dozens of fish species that provide food for pelicans and sea lions and people. One of the most stressed species here is rockfish, which is actually a designation for dozens of different fish known in supermarkets as Pacific Red Snapper. Some species can live more than 100 years, but unfortunately, they usually get caught way before that, says Ugaretz.
Bigger fish produce significantly more young than smaller fish. A good example is that 10 one-pound fish produce nowhere near the amount of young that one 10-pound fish does.
The reserves are designed to help the fish get older and bigger so they can swim forth and multiply. The protected areas here may be the largest on the West Coast, but they're just a tiny fraction of the waters around the Channel Islands. And it's clear that on the reserve's inaugural day, not everyone knows the borderlines or cares where they are. The wardens find a number of fish, crab, and lobster traps in the no-take zones.
07258. It's got a P on it.
Each trap is identified by number. The owners will get a warning letter in the mail. For now, future infractions could result in fines up to $1,000, even a year in jail. But on this day, wardens just want to get the word out. So they even pull up alongside boats outside the reserves.
Just crab on board today, sir?
Yeah, rock crab, a few whelks, and some spider crab.
Fisherman Mark Becker says he's not having a great day. The rock crab are molting, that is, their shells are too soft, and he's had to throw a lot of them back. And he thinks the new reserve areas will mean more bad days in his future.
It really hurts to lose a bunch of perch because, like, the crab don't all molt in the same spot, but now we're forced out of the best fishing area so that they're molting up here. We don't have anywhere to go.
Several commercial and recreational fishing associations say the protected areas will cost them millions of dollars and are suing the state. Their attorney, Ilson New, doesn't buy the argument that the reserves are only a tiny fraction of the Channel Islands fishing grounds.
If I say to you, I'm only going to blow up New York City, Chicago, Houston, and Los Angeles, and that's only 9% of the area of the United States, what are you people complaining about? They've placed these marine protected areas in the areas of the most abundant fish and the most intense fishing.
Back on the deck of the Swordfish, Sean Hastings of the Channel Islands National Marine Sanctuary contends that in a couple of years, anglers may come to love the marine reserves.
As life becomes more abundant on the inside and spills over to the outside, what we've seen in other sanctuaries, in other areas, is that people fish the edge.
Because the fishermen know where the reserve boundaries are, but the fish can't tell the difference. Ina Jaffe, NPR News, in the Channel Islands Marine Reserve.